You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship, with previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the latest of the William Hill World Darts Championship daily podcasts. And we've got plenty more to look forward to on Wednesday as we move on to day 12 of the tournament. And before we get stuck into day 12, we'll be hearing from Rod Harrington in a little while. Let's look back at day 11, because it was a cracking day of action at the Alexandra Palace, and we saw one of the greatest games to ever grace the big stage in the World Championships. Rima van Barneveld beating world number one Michael van Gerwen 4-3 on Tuesday evening. It was an absolute cracker, and we can hear from Rima van Barneveld on the back of that, and he told us that he sensed a vulnerability in the world number one.
I was really surprised, you know, with a German guy. He gave Michael a hard game, and I was thinking, wow, he's maybe a bit vulnerable at the moment. He went to Curacao, you know, South America, for 8 or 10 days to have a good rest, a nice holiday. But the rest among us is practicing. They're practicing hard. And if you're number 16 in the world, you practice harder than the world number one, because the world number one is winning almost every competition. I thought, and I was telling myself, maybe there is a chance of beating him, but then you have to come from the planet Mars, and maybe I did tonight.
You have knocked out the odds-on favourite at this William Hill World Championship. You've blown the tournament wide open. This is a phenomenal opportunity, if you play like that, to claim a sixth world title, isn't it, bro?
Yeah, sure. I know myself, you know, this like I'm telling everyone, every journalist, you know, the World Championship means a lot to me. I can't peak in every single competition because it's too much. The World Championship means something, and the Premier League to me. And it looks like I'm always playing well here, you know, because it gives me something extra. From that point of view, you know, when my daughter gave birth to my grandson, it helps me as well, you know, to see this baby's face, you know, and they're sending me pictures every single day. I was so enjoying that kid, you know. I never saw him now, but FaceTiming my youngest daughter, I'm over the moon. And I was keep telling myself, Ray, come on, do it for them, you know, and come back as a grandfather and dreaming to be in the world final and dreaming of a world trophy, of course.
Raymond van Barneveld there then, on the back of his remarkable victory over Michael van Gerwen, the tournament favourite is out, and as was mentioned in that clip, it's blown the betting wide open. Raymond van Barneveld, by the way, 8-1 to win the William Hill World Darts Championship on the back of that, and his opponent in the next round, in the quarterfinals, will be Michael Smith, who progressed with a 4-0 victory over Benito van der Pas, and we can hear from Michael Smith now.
Michael Smith, this darts lag is easy, isn't it?
It felt easy, but it certainly wasn't. I think that's the first time I've ever had a conversation with someone in the crowd. It was like everything I threw, it just felt like it was going to go in.
Yeah.
And well, apart from the doubles, they were shocking today. But no, I'm in an happy place at the minute. It feels happy the way I'm playing.
Yeah, straight out of the traps, 180s all over the place, and sort of, should we say 10 dart leg or a 9 dart leg? I mean, you know what I mean? It was sort of, it fell out, didn't it? That hurt, didn't it?
It's a 9 dart leg, told by the end, I think that's about 10 grand, didn't it?
For 15, I think.
15 for 9, well, 9 darts, one on you, so
yeah.
I'll be expecting that by the end. No, it was every leg I'd kick off at 180, and then I go 60, then 180 again.
Yeah.
In the breaks, I was going 180, 180, then the 120 of a bomb talk, then 180, 177, just do it starting off.
Yeah.
And the crowd were booming, that's why I was just laughing, because it just felt so easy throwing.
Yeah.
And everything felt so fluent, apart from doubles, he was a pain. But it's getting there.
They get in the way, don't they? Did you feel in the practice room that this was going to happen? You know, it was going to be relaxed walking on a stage, it's all going to go as planned, or does it just happen as you walk up and then you get that feeling?
No, in the practice room it was kind of dodgy. I got in a few fives, ones. It wasn't going where I planned to go in, but twice in the practice room I went 180, 180, treble 20, treble 19, but I went for the bull instead of double 12. Because every time I've done it before a match, I've been beat.
Yeah.
Right. So I just went for the opted for the bull, and yeah. I've never done two in one day. So it was like, if you hit one now, I'm not going to do it on stage type thing. But it felt good in parts, felt bad in parts. But yeah. When I got on stage in that first hour and it's around the treble for Happy Days, yeah.
And I know, obviously, you beat the greatest on the stage there, but have you ever felt as comfortable as you are now?
No, ever since the Grand Slam last year, I was a kid, and then my son and missus made me grow up. Gary's told me off, Tommy Gilmore told me off, and it was time to grow up. I've been playing in the World Champs now, I think it's my fifth year, and he always used the excuse of, I've not found my feet yet, I can't play darts on TV. That's rubbish. I've been on TV for the last 4 or 5 years, yeah. And it was time to step up onto the plate. And I think today it kind of showed it was comfy, I was happy. Even in the other games, I've never looked I was in any trouble.
No.
Even against Jeffy, there's one when I was 2-1 down, then 5-0. It was just looked like it was the first leg.
Yeah.
And that's how I've been feeling in practice as well. In practice, I'm the worst swearing and everything. I kind of get it out there, so no one comes in my mum and dad's pub when I'm practicing because I'm really bad at it. So it's pretty good.
Well, obviously, that performance hopefully calmed the nerves for obviously Raymond or Michael tomorrow. You're seeded number 8, so the joys of maybe playing the world's number 1 in a quarter finals. Hey, if you can play like this against Raymond and Michael, we're in for an absolute treat, aren't we?
Yeah, my aim was, like you said, I'm the number 8 seed, should be in the quarterfinals, that's where seedings were. And finally now, the next game, I won't be the favourite, so there's no pressure whatsoever. I can go up and have even more fun, chill out, not get frustrated. And if you have more fun than what I just did then, whoever I'm playing is in for trouble.
Yeah, great stuff. And this 9 darter, which you've done the 10, just another 24 hours and you collect the 15 off of Barry. He's waiting to give it away anyway, isn't he?
Yeah, I should get that anyway. That was only 9 darts used, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One up close, so I should get it.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Michael. Best luck for tomorrow. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, sir.
Yeah, that recorded before the big climax of the night. So we know that Michael Smith will play Raymond van Barneveld in the quarter final. It's 4-6 for Barney, and Michael Smith is 6-5, and that takes place on New Year's Day. Also into the quarterfinals is the reigning champion, Gary Anderson. He lost only one leg in thrashing Vincent van der Voort, and he told Jamie Banks that he couldn't give his opponent an opportunity.
Vincent's one of these players, if you give him a shot, he'll bang everything, and if he gets into that role, you know, he's a fast player, and he'll just bang the 180s in like he's done his last two previous games, you know. So got the first set down, settled right down.
James Wade, he's up next for you. That's going to be a tricky one, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be tricky for him as well. You know, and it's as simple as that. It's down to whoever plays the best at the end of the day wins, and that's all it's down to.
We've seen plenty of upsets and everything else at this William Hill World Championship. When you're the massive favourite like you would have been against Vincent, is that in some ways harder?
It is. I always prefer to be the underdog. You know, it takes that wee bit of pressure off you, but like I say, listen, I don't care. I'm just going to throw darts. If we get through, we get through. If we don't, we don't. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. So we'll come on New Year's Day, no hangover, you know, and I'll be looking forward to the game.
Yeah, Gary Anderson is not the underdog. He's now the 11-4 favourite to win the William Hill World Darts Championship. His opponent in the quarterfinal is the in-form James Wade, who beat Jamie Cavan 4-1 on Tuesday. And we can also get the reaction of James Wade.
So we're here with a Pepper Army kid. He's in the quarterfinal of the World Darts Championship. James, it looked very straightforward. You look quite relaxed there, apart from the cold. Does that really tell the story?
I don't think it was quite straightforward, as people were saying. It was much closer than I think some people said. But, you know, I think there's a lot of people here that aren't feeling the best, and it's showing in their performances and in how they're playing. But, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, 2 days from now I'll be alright. I thought I'd be alright the last time I played, but today I felt really,
yeah, in up there, because obviously the heat and everything going on, that drains you, pulls you down. Do you find your diet start sort of dropping below?
I just felt very lethargic, you know. But you know, there's a lot of people that have to put up with the same thing, you know. So you know, onwards and upwards.
That's it.
Next game,
another world quarter final.
Oh, I might get nervous soon.
You were getting nervous. So you, what do you have to do now to obviously move on for this tournament? Because I think, like, you're hinting at, you can't play like that in the next round and expect to, you know, to make the semis. Is it just a case of the better performance of the player you're going to play will make the difference in your game, maybe?
You say I can't. Is there a rule in the rule book to say that?
There isn't.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious, so I'm going to have to play better. But, you know, I'll just do what I believe I will do what I need to do. I'm very confident at the moment, very realistic at the moment. I'm not bothered by who I play, if I'm honest, because in the quarterfinals, they're all great players.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't play well, you'll lose. It's not rocket science.
No.
It's not a pundit decision on you have to do this, you have to do that. You don't need a pundit to work that out for you.
No.
It's very simple. It's very, very easy. You play bad, you lose. You play well, you win.
Yeah, simple as that. Probably enough questions about the darts. That's all you've been talking about. The fishing, James, is it going well? Relaxing any time over Christmas around the lake?
Pretty much. If I'm honest with you, I'm the worst fisherman in the world.
We've seen that.
I've been for 5 nights and I've blanked. I think I need to check what I'm doing and maybe ask for a little bit of advice.
You're back in July for the Invitational Fishing Championship with Sammy again. Great to have you back there.
Yeah, as long as I beat her in that, it's not too much of a problem.
I thought you might say that, James. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck for you in the next round.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James. Cheers.
So James Wade, not very good at fishing, but pretty good at darts. He's currently 11-1 to win the William Hill World Darts Championship, and he faces Gary Anderson in the quarterfinals. It's 4-9 for the reigning champion, Gary Anderson, and James Wade is 7-4 for that match. We've also got a few other players to hear from. Adrian Lewis, very impressive once again on the Alexandra Palace stage. He's through to the quarterfinals and hasn't even lost a set so far. He's shortening in the betting all the time. He's currently 9-2 now to go on to win the William Hill World Darts Championship, and we can get his reaction on the back of his match on Tuesday.
Another sweep there. No sets lost, Aidy. It's comfortable, this World Championship.
Well, it seems to be, but it isn't. You know, obviously with Menzies, he's a tough competitor, like I said last night. It takes you out of your rhythm, I think. You know, your natural ability goes and you're up there just trying to focus on every dart. But it doesn't really suit me when I'm thinking, because when I think, I sometimes just mess it up. But tonight it went well. I got a massive 1-6-1. You know, catching one of the cosh, really. I was taking my chances.
Yeah. And of course, the main thing is that obviously the exhibitions we're doing in April now. If you're world champion, it's easier for me to sell the tickets for those two nights, Eddie. That's what it's all about, really.
You've got a problem with it. If I win the world title, I won't be there.
That's right. Or Keith's going to put the prices up.
No, I'll definitely be there.
So, realistically, New Year's Eve's going to be a lot cozier now, isn't it? Obviously, with it could be a very happy new year.
Of course. I mean, obviously, I haven't even had a drink over Christmas. I'm telling you a lie, I've had two special coffees with Tia Maria over Christmas. My lady said, "I'm saving you from myself." So, you know, very, very sensible of you.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're two times world champion, you sort of go under the radar a little bit when people talk about Phil and Gary and Michael?
I said previous to the tournament, you know, I haven't really done nothing for, you know, for expecting anything else for you from the likes of Mike, Phil, and Gary. I'm sticking up on the outside, which I prefer anyway. You don't want you don't want too much pressure on yourself. But I know I'm capable, more than capable of winning something.
Yeah, and your practice game is obviously better than we've seen this evening. There's a lot more to come in. It may well have to come against, say, Peter or Dave in the next round.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think Chizzy's form at the minute is sensational. You know, he's hitting a lot of 180s, he's knocking in the high averages, and where Peter Wright's been very solid all year round. Yes. So whoever comes through that one deserves to be in the quarterfinals, and I look forward to meeting him.
Yeah, so the quarterfinals, the big hitters come out to play, something to look forward to on New Year's Day.
Yeah, well, if I can win 5-0 and then go into semi-finals, I'll be more than happy.
Yeah, I think you probably would. I think we'll probably leave it there, Aidy. Thank you very much for your time, mate. Thanks for that. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, so Adrian Lewis plays the winner of Peter Wright against Dave Chisnell. That takes place on Wednesday evening, and we'll hear the thoughts of Rod Harrington on that match in just a moment or two. By the way, the betting for that match, 4-6 Peter Wright. Dave Chisnell is 6-5. We'll also see Yella Klaassen in action on Wednesday evening. He takes on Phil the Power Taylor, and he progressed to the third round with victory on Tuesday. And let's hear his thoughts on winning that match and the prospect of facing Phil Taylor.
Yella, congratulations. A tough battle there, but you're now in the third round of the last 16 of the World Championship. How do you think you're holding up? Are you feeling good inside?
Yeah, even though I missed a lot of doubles this game, I never were nervous. I felt comfortable that I could win the game, even when I I should have gone 3-1 up. It was 2-2. But no, I felt good. I missed too many, but Mervyn is a good friend of mine. It was hard to play him. And especially after the last round, four Dutch guys went through. I didn't want to lose, so maybe a little bit more pressure, but I'm just happy with the win.
How do you cope with that when you know really you should have been 3-1 up, but it is 2-2? Are you one of the players who can just put that in the back of their mind, or does that play on your mind?
I wish I could, no. I knew I was a little bit lucky because I think he had Dutch to win the second set to go 2-0 in front, so... When I missed all the darts, I thought, it should have been 3-1 up. But then I thought, could have been 2-0 down. So, no, I just kept on fighting. And even though I missed the doubles, I never stopped believing that I would win the game. And luckily, I did.
Yeah. So when it looked like you were going to go 2-0 down at the beginning, do you start doubting yourself? Do you think this is not going to be my day? But you say you're always zoned in. You think, no, I can do this.
The first set didn't feel that good. And I thought, I have to play a lot better or I'm going to lose 4-0. And I felt the second set that I was playing a lot better. But I missed doubles. I went 2-0 down because I missed doubles. And I was a little bit more aggressive after that, and it felt better, and I hit more trebles. And after that, I really thought I'm going to win this. Yeah. So, yeah.
And the trusty double 18.
Yeah, I didn't hit it that many times. Sometimes I was too careful and hit it on the inside. Mm. I'd rather hit it on the outside, so I got a marker. But no, I'm going to practice a lot on that today, tonight. And tomorrow is a different day, different game, so I'm looking forward to it.
And as your form is this as good now as when you were 2006 a BDO world champion?
No. When I was world champion, I did everything at the right time, but I wasn't consistent. I had an 89, a 90 average, and I play a lot better now. But you have to, everybody is better, and you have to improve every time. And I think the last year I'm starting to play better and better. I know I can do better. I know what I'm doing in practice, but you have to get that on stage. And I'm getting more consistent, like all the top players, like Phil, Michael, Gary, and I can do what they do, but they do it all the time, and I do it more and more times now. And I just want to show it more often.
Yeah, and of course the big one tomorrow, 16 times world champion. Will you be nervous walking up onto that stage, or do you just enjoy
that? It's just another game. I'm playing well. He's sometimes he's struggling, but he's still the best player ever. So. He has got so much experience. He will go in the game thinking he's going to win. I'm going in thinking I'm going to win and just going to play. I'm always a little bit nervous 5 minutes before the game, but after that, it's gone and I feel good.
Jelle Klaassen there. Then he takes on Phil Taylor in the third round on Wednesday. Phil Taylor 1-5, by the way. Jelle Klaassen is 7-2. 3 games from the third round taking place on Wednesday. The others are Peter Wright against Dave Chisnell, and Alan Norris takes on Mark Webster. And as usual, let's hear from Rod Harrington. He's going to give us his best bets for Wednesday evening's action on day 12 of the William Hill World Darts Championship.
Day 12 here at the William Hill World Darts Championships at Alexandra Palace. And it's the last session before we break up for the new year. We've got 3 matches for you this evening. Peter Wright takes on Dave Chisnell. Now, Peter Wright has been very consistent over the last 2 or 3 years. He's come so close to winning a major. Will this be his first? We'll have to wait for that. He has got a better leg-on-leg game than Dave Chisnell. However, Chisnell, with that heavy scoring, hits lots of 180s. It's going to be a very close game. It's hard to call. But what isn't hard to call is over 24.5 legs in this match. That's bang on. And also, Chisnell to hit the most 180s. Match up. Alan, Chuck Norris takes on Mark Webster. Now Norris won his tour card at the beginning of the year in the PDC, and since then didn't play too well, but the last month he started to put his form that we knew he had together. He beat Robert Thornton in his first round, 3-0. That shows you what form he's in. He's up against Mark Webster, who's come back from dartitis and he's playing the best darts for possibly 3 or 4 years. Again, it's going to be a very close game. And again, I'm going for over 23.5 legs. Well, what a match we've got for you to end the evening. Phil the Power Taylor takes on Jelle Klaassen. Taylor, been out of sorts at times, especially in the early parts of the match against Kevin Painter. Could have been 3-0 down. However, he wasn't. He went on to win the match. And he's still posting averages of just under 100, so Taylor's not playing that bad. However, Jelle Klaassen is playing extremely well and has done for the last year. Big scorer, lots of 180s. But he does miss doubles under pressure. So if Taylor can get into him early, I think Taylor's going to go on to win. But I still think that Jelle Klaassen's going to get 2 sets. So the handicap, 2.5 for Klaassen.
So that's Rod's odds for day 12 then. Plenty more to look forward to. Once again, you can hear all of the action on William Hill In Play Radio this evening. Plenty of betting tips and full coverage of what's going on at the Alexandra Palace. If you do have a bet, good luck and enjoy day 12 of the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.